It's Friday, time to check in with Jack Robinson. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. So Cuba was the big story this week. You think easing relations with that country will affect any businesses in California?
Business sees a big bonanza coming here, and California is no exception. All our industries potentially could benefit from this. I'm thinking of tech in particular. This is a country that's been locked in the 1950s for more than five decades, and they're going to need a lot of computers. I think California businesses see a potential gold mine here. But of course, it's early. We don't know yet.
This week, the Business Journal reported that Kaiser Permanente has bought a downtown Sacramento office building.
This is really kind of a big deal. It's a six-story building at 5th and J, right across the street from the arena. It's been mostly vacant for years. It was badly hit during the downturn. Now, Kaiser is buying it for $40 million and plans to turn it into medical offices.
Why is this a big deal?
For a couple of reasons. One, it's just another important commercial real estate deal near the arena. We've had a lot of those. But it's also important as a healthcare story because it signals a change in focus for Kaiser. They haven't had a big office downtown.
Kaiser's been talking about building a hospital in Atomas for a few years now. You think this could be a step in that direction?
Kaiser isn't saying, but a lot of folks in the real estate business think that the health giant may actually be looking more at the rail yard now for a new hospital. One problem with Natomas is even after levee improvements, the flood concerns remain. And downtown is really, it's drawing more workers and residents. So in some ways, it makes more sense to look closer to downtown. A lot of the big projects, other big projects are in the mix there, of course, too, like the World Food Center and possibly a soccer stadium. You know, this is a long way off, but Kaiser typically does cluster facilities like this. So the downtown office building deal is suggestive.
There's been some talk going on about a group of local CEOs starting a new economic development group. And this week we learned they've hired a new leader.
It's Barry Broom, who runs a similar organization in Phoenix that's kind of a national model. Obviously, that's a much bigger city, but it appears he was attracted by the challenge of starting a new group from scratch. You know, he's got support from Mayor Kevin Johnson. He's already consulted here with the CEOs who are forming this group, so he's a known quantity. The group is taking over a role formerly played by a nonprofit called SACTO, and their goal is to recruit big firms to the region and help existing businesses expand. This is a high-stakes campaign. You know, it's possible that with this impressive new leader, we could see some impressive results.
Let's talk about the downtown arena construction. A while back, the city set some goals for the Sacramento Kings to meet when it comes to hiring local contractors for the project. And there's this new scorecard out. How are the Kings doing?
And this first report card by an oversight committee found that the team and its general contractor are hitting some targets and missing some others. For example, 81% of contractors are local so far, which is well ahead of the 60% target. But only about 17% of those contractors are small firms, and the target is 20% there. So we're still in early stages. These numbers will definitely change. But given the public investment, you can bet the city will be watching to see how the team performs.
Another story this week had to do with the debate over the minimum wage. Labor leaders are planning ballot measures.
The local labor council this week voted to work toward a ballot measures in both Davis and Sacramento for 2016. The measures would set a local minimum wage, which we don't have now, at $15 that would rise with inflation. On top of this, the city council in Sacramento is already set to discuss setting some kind of minimum wage next year, although they haven't set a dollar figure. So as you can imagine, the business community is concerned about all this. Higher wages mean more disposable income for consumers, but on the other hand, minimum wages can really kill a small company that operates on a narrow profit margin.
So apparently we've got some ghost of Christmas past floating around in a building in Midtown Sacramento, or maybe just your run-of-the-mill ghost. What's this about a local group of ghost hunters planning to investigate?
You know, I'd say this was just a lame publicity stunt, but, you know, if you look at photos of the building, you can see the temptation to see ghosts there. This is a building called Eastern Star. It's at 27th and K. It was built in 1928 as a Masonic lodge and been abandoned for years. We have photos on our site of the rooms in this building preserved as if members of this fraternal order had just walked away. It's kind of eerie. Of course, you know, we learned about this from a broker whose job it is to get people interested in the building. But I don't know, if anything, ghosts might scare buyers away. So maybe this is for real.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio News.